To talk to other Crappens listeners about the shows as they air, come over to facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens.
And to follow us on social media, go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find all our social media links.
And for our bonus episodes and all of our extras, come over and be a premium member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its sponsors, Christy Doherty and Mia Hansen Aloha, and our very special super subscriber sponsor, Miss Madonna Hines, Madge with a sexy J. We love you, girls. Hello, and welcome to the Watch What Crappens podcast, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on ye old bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam from Trash Talk TV and the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast, and here I am on another late night podcast with the lovely and talented Ben Mandelker of the B-Side Blog and the Banta Blender. Hello, Ben.
Hello, darling.
The question on everyone's mind, how did the Passover orange cake turn out?
OMG, it's so good. It's really good. I'll have to post the recipe on our page at some point, because it was a recipe that my parents' friends gave them, and it's so good. And I haven't seen it replicated anywhere on the internets. So it's relatively easy. It would be easier if it was my own kitchen, but I was in my parents' kitchen. So it's like, you know, the simplest thing of like, where's the salt? You're suddenly like looking in a million different drawers. You know how it is at your parents' kitchen? Nothing is where it seems to be. And then there's like red pepper flakes from 20 years ago. It doesn't make sense.
Yes. But, and then your mom comes in and starts yelling at you for moving around her things and being in her way.
Yes.
Does that happen to you too?
Yes.
My mom's like, really? I said, you asked me to cook this. She's like, well, I didn't mean for you to do it right now. God damn it. And then she's mad. And then everything tastes like her resentment.
There was a lot of ganache timing controversy happening this afternoon, because this orange cake, I decided I wanted to add Ina Garten's chocolate ganache to it. And the thing is that it can only be added once the orange cake has properly cooled down, and it just, you know, was not taking forever to cool down. And my mom's like, are you going to do the ganache yet? I was like, not yet. And then like 20 minutes later, is it time to do the ganache? No, not yet. Mm-hmm. And then finally I was ready to do the ganache. And my mom is like, well, you can't be in here now. I'm working on something. I was like, fine.
You should have timed your ganache better. God damn it.
I know. I was a little scared because I was so flustered about this damn ganache. Actually, it was pre-ganache. I was just flustered in general. That when I took the cake out of the oven, I forgot to do the toothpick test. So it was a little dangerous. And then when I took it off the bottom of the sheet pan, not the cake, the pan, it's like, but I'm like running on fumes. A lot of it was stuck to the bottom. I was like, oh no, is this cake not done? Fear not, everyone. It still was spectacular.
Running on cake fumes.
I am. I mean, honestly, I mean, the past 24 hours, I have not had like not stopped. I woke up Sunday morning. Went to LAX. It was like a zoo. You know, this video came out today, United, where the guy got dragged off the plane because they overbooked it. And it's like horrifying. It's terrible. But I have to say, there have been times when I've been flying where I thought it would be great if someone got dragged off this plane right now. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, but that guy didn't do anything.
I know.
He
no,
just
not him.
Give up his seat.
Yeah, not him. No, it was a terrible video. But I'm also thinking to myself, there are times I've like, why can't that happen to the right people? You know?
Exactly.
But anyway,
the assholes always get to stay. I like that plane thing united the whole world in a
literally
way. Like, I was like, united. Wow, when was the last time I agreed with Claudia Jordan's Twitter? It's not like I sit there and read it every day, but I found myself today just happening to scroll through and being like, wow, look at me and Claudia Jordan on the same page.
I was upset.
It's a world event.
I was upset because I was still really living in the Pepsi anger. I was like, I wasn't ready to move on to another corporation.
Kardashian anger will never end, Ben. We'll have them for the rest of our goddamn lives.
I know. But either way, I flew across the country, landed, and then my parents picked me up. We drove home. I immediately got onto like the TV and started, and last night I watched Atlanta Potomac back to back, and then we got on late at night we recorded until I was done by the recording and uploading and all that. It was 4 a.m. I woke up 4 hours later. Orange cake. Orange cake had to be made. Ganache controversies. Passover Seder. Then cleaning up. It was like it would never end. And then like I'm just like so exhausted. And then from cleaning up, I'm like, fuck. Got to watch Southern Charm and Vanderpump Rules. Watch that. And here I am ready to do 3 more hours of podcasting. So
well, let's do her, babe. Yeah, Vanderpump Rules. I mean, if you need to turn off your brain, you came to the right place because Vanderpump Rules, my God. I mean, just watching Sheena come into this reunion, this three-part reunion, just ready to yell and scream about anything is hilarious because she literally has nothing to even be mad about. I mean, her biggest moment this episode was, I'm not into wine, I'm not into beer, I'm not into wine. Like yelling at sugar people drinks. About things she doesn't like.
She's like, I don't want to drink a sugar drink. By the way, before we even dive into this, because it's going to be a disaster, I actually want to plug our bonus episode. Sometimes we do like a light plugging of it, but we don't do it as much as we used to. And I almost feel like, if you're a Bravo fan and you're a fan of this podcast, if you're going to listen to one bonus episode, you should probably listen to the one that's going to be going up either later today or has already went up, because it's all about Ronnie and I going to the Star Magazine Hollywood Rocks party last Thursday, where we talked with a whole bunch of Bravo stars and non-Bravo stars, but specifically we talked to Lala, Sheena, Tom Sandoval, and Kristen. Seriously? So if you want to hear about that entire experience, or maybe you saw it on our Instagram and you want to hear, we give you a full hour of every single detail of that party.
Seriously?
Patreon.com/watchworkrappens.
Okay. So this episode opens with their fight. The first question, Andy's like, so you guys went to the Hamptons, and Sheena, how come you won't eat what everybody else eats? That's the show. Like, what other show does he get to ask shit like that?
I feel like that was in the middle of the episode. Am I crazy?
It might be. Well, that's the first thing I have, because she's like, I have a very specific diet. I'm not drinking things with claws. And he's like, okay. And Stassi's like, it wasn't really that big of a deal, Sheena. And she's like, you made it a big deal. Like, every time I say I like my flat stomach, you guys make fun of me. And Katie goes, well, I mean, you don't have to say it like, you guys, I have a flat stomach, because then that makes it like a dick thing to say.
I just like that Sheena says, I have a very specific diet. It's no sugar drinks.
Wasn't her big victim moment last week where everybody, she's like, you guys know how hard it is for me to gain weight. How could you make fun of me? So last week, we're supposed to feel sorry for Sheena because she's too skinny and can't help it. And this week, she's talking about how hard she works to stay skinny. Which is it, Sheena?
How empowered she is by staying away from sugar drinks. By the way, did we talk about on the bonus episode how you talked to her about her non-claw? An unclaw diet.
Even think I remember that. What did I say?
Yeah, you said I loved how you wouldn't eat anything in Montauk, and then you start saying to her like, "I don't eat things with claws," and she like sort of smiled and nodded.
She's like, "Please get away from me, person at the back of my booth." Like you can't even run away at that point because we snuck up behind her, sitting on a booth.
She smells like sugar drinks. I smell sugar drinks, and it's not even Splenda.
I don't drink sugary wine, but
the way this show actually opened, though, was with Andy being like, Jax, you got Botox, right? And Jax like, yeah, I got Botox. And Lisa Vanna was like, darling, you got it yesterday. It takes 3 days to kick in. And Jax is like, I know. I always mess up the rules.
Okay, Lisa, you look like you're marching in the Dia de los Muertos festival. She got so much new filler. I'm like, are you going for the Mexican skeleton look on purpose? Put some jewels on your forehead so we can buy this.
So then Andy's asking Lisa about why she seemed to be kind of caring or have mixed emotions about when she fired James, especially as compared to Kristen, who she fired very easily. And she's like, well, with James, I knew about all the emotions, all the things he was dealing with. I didn't want to add to his emotional burden, darling. I mean, the guilt he must have felt about being fired just as Chef Joe introduced cabbage soup as a special. We do those, you know, specials.
All I could think of when I looked at that cabbage soup was the degradation of, or the disintegration of James's parents' marriage, darling.
And then Kristen's like, oh, what about my emotional state? You knew what was going on with my emotional state. And she's like, oh, darling, you were asking for it.
Darling, you told Diana to eat a dick.
And then I like that Lisa was like, she's like, you know, now that I've seen the footage, I see that you, Jack Sparrow, instigated James. You did. And the only reason why I bring this up is because the producers then cut to footage of Jax going after James and James responding with Pumptini. Still amazing.
Pumptini girl. Why didn't they ask Jax about his eyebrow makeup? It's really bothering me. I need to know what's happening with the eyebrow makeup.
Maybe it's a boy brow by our former sponsor.
Do you not give them free things?
I'm not, because I don't even remember what their name was. I just...
One trick brow pony.
So Lisa then says about when James drinks, fur grows on the inside of his palms. I'm like, I think that's from him masturbating behind the Asian shade in his apartment. What does that mean? Fur grows on the inside of his palms.
That is masturbating. Yeah, that's what they told us in Catholic school.
Yeah.
I shave them every day. You never know. You never know when that shit's going to come true.
And then I also liked, this was leading up to Sheena's very specific diet. I liked Andy shading Katie for needing to Google a clam bake and learning that it was just people getting together to bake clams. And then Kristen's like, we looked it up on Urban Dictionary and it says that like you smoke weed in a car. And so that's what we thought we were going to do. Seriously, clam bake.
Like, seriously, look up angel dust. Hey, like, we were going to go to the Swiss Alps, and we were looking for snow caps, and people gave us cocaine on marijuana.
Seriously, when I heard we were going to dinner party, I thought we would be just doing heroin, because that's what it says on, you know, Urban Dictionary. Seriously.
If you don't want us to be confused, stop taking us on trips and inviting us to Dirty Sanchez parties. Seriously?
I have a very specific dictionary I use. I think I have one of each of the prime cocktails, unless they have sugar.
I don't use that dictionary.
Oh, Sheena. Yeah, I guess I started taking notes because I knew we were going to be doing a late night thing. So I was like, I'm just going to take a nap. And then I tried to, and I was like, nah, I think I'll try and get Bravo's East Coast feed online. So I missed the first couple of minutes.
All right. Well, now it's like back up to speed when talking about...
I don't drink seafood.
I hear a noisy shooter.
I just love this segment because Katie's fury at anything mentioning weight. Like, I get it. Like, if people are mentioning your weight, or like if Lala is like, you know, you're fat shamed, or if people are tweeting you pictures of ranch fountains for your wedding. Like, I get how that would be upsetting. But getting upset that someone's talking about how hard they work for their abs, she's like, that's a dick move.
Yeah. Well, the thing with Sheena, why she was so frustrated, is that she apparently had told them once, like, I worked hard for my stomach, so I don't want to give it up with a sugar drink. And they were like, Sheena, that's like a dick move. So then, like, other times at the bar, she, rather than saying that she doesn't want to take on the calories, she's just like, I don't drink those drinks. And then they're like, so then now they're like, why don't you just own it? Why don't you just own it that you just want to, like, save the calories? She's like, I try to. Poor Sheena. Never understood.
And this ends with Kristen like, yeah, it's like vodka soda. It's like, thanks, Kristen. Glad you showed up today. So next they move on to Andy's like,
so, Ariana, you and Stassi have the same birthday.
And she's like, well, I was first, but I guess that just makes me older. So what the fuck am I? I'll just be quiet again. And then they asked Jax about his boob job and asked him why he was chucking fireballs, but only on this show will they be like, why were you chugging fireballs after your second boob job, even when the doctor told you not to? No one's asking him, why were you driving a giant car that you didn't own with all your friends in it while chugging fireballs?
Well, because that's just expected at this point. I think it was actually in park, so I think it was okay.
Then they ask Brittany if she would have agreed to a Winnebago if she knew she'd have to shower and backwash. And of course, Brittany answered completely honestly. She's like, I'm from Kentucky.
Yeah, she goes, I love RVs.
You think that was the first time taking a bath and backwash?
In a recreational vehicle? I just want the aliens to come on down and say, here I am, here I am.
Give me a bar of Dove and a couple of strings of chewed up tobacco from Uncle Milton. It would have been just like home.
And at home, our bar of Dove is literally a dove that's been mashed up into a bar.
So then this show, I mean, I write down all the questions and then as I read them back, I'm like, what's sadder? These people having these questions at this reunion or me writing them down? Like, why did the fridge stink? That's the next question. Someone actually sat in a meeting and wrote that question down for Andy.
Yeah, like this one's approved. Why did the fridge stink so much? Why? I would be more surprised if the fridge didn't stink. Be like, hey guys, why didn't you leave any meat rotting in your fridge this time? I don't know. We were sort of thinking that like maybe we just get rid of it today. Instead, we thought we'd use our garbage. Huh.
And then Vanderpump, who's, I don't know if we've mentioned this last time, but she's in some like shecky green blazer. I don't know what the fuck she's doing. Like, did someone hire you to play the clown at their party? Who are you right now? She's like, shuffle off to Buffalo, darling.
Was she wearing her ruffle cuffs? I didn't notice.
She's wearing this like silk blazer with a pink silk collar. It just looks weird, especially with her new face. Don't approve. So they move on from fridge stink to Vanderpump going, I understand why Lala's happier in the BH, the married man.
And then ever since Lisa said the BH, they just kept on saying the BH the rest of the episode. It's like, yeah, we're driving to the BH.
Yeah,
like,
we're no going to the BHAF. Well,
it's like, that's not a thing. It's wasn't it on Arrested Development when some of the characters were referring to Orange County as the OC and people kept saying, don't say that. That's what I want to do. Don't say that. Don't say that.
Like the boo. We're going to the boo.
Gone to the boo. So the big thing is, why did Lala ghost Tom and Ariana? And so Lala
doesn't sound right coming out of Andy's mouth, ghosted. He's like, guys, why did Lala ghost you?
He's like, wiggy wiggy, guys. AF, am I right? Catch me outside, guys.
Catch me outside. So Lala's basically says, well, you know, I was having a lot of anxiety and like I didn't like what Jack said to me, you know, like I didn't like it at all. And they showed this unseen footage of Jack's being like, nobody likes you, you could apologize at the last second, that's not the way it works, get out of here, get out of my face, let's fuck afterwards.
Yeah, sweaty, you know? Gross Jack's at the bar when he's just like sweating all his coke out like before they open. And he's like, she goes, well, if you want to be a grudge holder, then be a grudge holder. He's like, I'm not holding a grudge, okay? You talk shit about people and they then say sorry and it's all bullshit. I'm like, dude, you've been forgiven for fucking your best friend's girlfriend like 3 times while he was asleep in the other room. All the shit you did to Stassi, all the shit you've done to everybody, I think you've pretty much proven that you can say sorry and be forgiven. You've got a fucking spinoff.
Yeah, I'm not on board with the spinoff, I have to say.
Yeah, now so, wipe your face.
Yeah, and then I like that Tom Sandoval's like, Lala, that's like bullshit, man. Are you saying that you like stayed back because of that? Like, didn't someone come in from out of town? Didn't someone come to the BH, man?
I made it really clear to you that if Jax or anyone else made fun of you, bro, I would have put a stop to it, okay?
I'm like, okay, bodyguard. When have you ever been able to put a stop to that maniac?
Yeah, that's true. I think never.
Yeah. He's like, I feel like you just didn't want to go.
Like, he feels things about every... Tom is always feeling things.
He's like, was it us? Did your boyfriend talk bad about the show? What was it, bro?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that he's probably right, too. She probably just decided she didn't want to go, and her boyfriend was like, oh, I've got a free weekend, so let's hang out in the BH.
Yeah.
And she's just like, okay, I'm not going to go.
And is this where they started grilling her? No, not yet. So Tom's like,
yeah, well, I saw on Instagram you were at the Beverly Hills Hotel, bro. Kristen!
I really missed that.
I know. La la.
I really missed that.
La la. Bro.
He's like, yeah, one time Jeremy and I were having breakfast and like a dude pulled up in your car and I was like, whoa, you know Lala? And he's like, yeah, man. Can I have your autograph? And I was like, no, I'm not Clea Duvall.
He's like, yo, Tiff said that you went to the Bev Hills Hotel. You went to the BH Hotel and got massages, bro.
And Lala's like, oh, really? Well, Tiffany was, like, perfectly happy to be in BH getting massages with me. And then Stassi goes, yeah, that, like, sounds really, like, hard-like.
BHAF.
Boff.
Boff. It almost sounds like barf. Boff. That's actually how people in Beverly Hills barf. They go, boff.
Boff.
Boff. Except not. They sound more like Reza. Boff.
So then Andy's like, so Lala, you know, you're bragging about how much money you make from sucking dick and, you know, sucking dick for Range Rovers. She's like, well, that's because I come from money. I'm like, yeah, it makes you classy. She's like, I have good breeding.
Yeah.
The question is, why are you bragging about sucking dick for Range Rovers, Lala? And I'm a Rothschild, okay? That's why.
She's basically like, yeah, my mama, she, like, pays for all my utilities, so, like, my gas, my electric, and everything. And it's like, hey, what about the Range Rover? She's like, well, no, that's mine now. So I'm like, well, okay, mine now. What about who paid for it originally? Ugh, it doesn't even matter. Eventually, Andy is like, I just want to beat around the bush. See what I did there? Yeah. Were you sleeping with married men? She's like, no.
Commercial. Dun, 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 yeah. Dun, 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 dun. What about when Tom's like,
yeah, well, then how come one day we were eating breakfast and somebody pulled up in your car and we were like, bro, do you know Lala? And they were like, yeah.
And she's like, I have no idea. Like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Like, who would be in my car? That's crazy. Maybe they were just, like, trying to go see that Ryan Gosling movie. I don't know. Like, what the hell? She's such a liar. And I like that, yeah. Tom's trying to be the Dr. Phil.
He's like, yeah. Listen, if you think you're going to pee upside down on my leg and then the moon's going to shine all night, bro, you got another thing coming.
He's like a very lazy detective. He gets these intuitions but doesn't follow through. He's certainly no Megan King Edmonds. I just get a feeling that Brooks doesn't have cancer, but that's all I'm going to go for.
It would be the opposite on this show. He'd be like,
I called the hospital. They said you were there for cancer treatments.
It's like, it gets all serious all of a sudden.
Bro.
Like she was never fucking anybody.
So then I think it gets into all this stuff about, is Lala trying to protect her boyfriend?
Yeah, Lala's basically like a producer of Lost. In an interview right now, she's like, look, no one's going to get the answer they're looking for. Okay. It's all about the journey.
Yeah. Who's the smoke monster?
Yeah. So you saw a polar bear fuck me? I don't care. I don't remember. And I never even tied up that storyline. So just move on, fans of ABC. Move on.
And Lala, I think, tries to turn it on to Stassi because she's like, what about your boyfriend? You didn't bring your boyfriend on. And Stassi's like, I tried to. And she's like, but you didn't because you want to keep it private. And then she's like, I was begging him. She's like, I wanted to exploit him. Like, who does that? Who doesn't let me exploit them on TV?
Yeah, you wouldn't even try. Yeah, because Stassi did that thing where she's like, we show our like lives, and if you like want the same like respect, you have to show your life too. And then Vanderpump's like, you didn't show your man, Stassi Schrader. But I do appreciate that chicken and salmon combo you brought me at the wedding, darling. Nice work.
Andy, did you know that sea bass is actually toothfish?
Joey, I don't eat that. I don't eat things with teeth.
So then Lala is doing this thing like, you don't know my situation. You don't know my situation. And Stassi's like, because he's married. And then that's when Lala does this. Stop being a bully. Stop being a bully. Fall the fuck back.
She's like, it gets fucking better, kids. It gets fucking better. I'm like, is this the Trevor Project? I mean, you're a bully. Like, it's the Lala Project. Stop it. The Lala Project.
Except it's not the Lala Project. It's the Lala Project.
But I like how Lala's always like, yeah, but like when I get pushed into like a corner, then that's when like mean Lala comes out. That's when like the Lala comes out that afterwards she has to call her mama. And then it's like it takes just a couple of questions before she's like, yo, bitch, you better back the fuck off of my relationship, bitch. I'm like, whoa.
Step the fuck back. Whoa. And then it's getting like crazy. And Tom Sandoval is just like, listen, you think that like we don't want to have our personal lives on there, Kristen? Yeah, we don't want that. You think Tom and Katie don't want all their fights? No, of course not. But they do. And it's not fair. Yeah, fair.
I would love for my personal life to not be on this show. Like, that time that my air conditioner had a leak. Or, like, remember that time I had people braiding my hair? That was rough. All right, bro?
Remember that time I walked down to Hugo's for brunch and there was, like, a wait? And I was like, I can't wait. And they're like, well, sorry, there's a wait. Like, man, I don't want that on there.
Remember when I had to face the sun when we were eating at Fat Sal's? You think I want that?
You think I want that? Hey, remember a car came and parked really close and was like smoking its fumes and I was like, not a Fat Sal's, man. And they're like, sorry, man. And that was Ariana's brother. Like, that was rough, man.
So, yeah, he brings up like, you think Katie wants to look like a crazy bitch on TV? And Lala's like, yeah, but they signed up for it. And Stassi's like, you signed up for it too. And she's like, well, my boyfriend didn't. And they're like, your boyfriend? Is he married? So she's like, fuck up, bitch, bully bitch.
And then Lana's like, that's why I walked off. And then Stassi goes, well, you're still here. I'm still looking at you. And Lala goes, I know, you're very lucky. You can thank me later.
So the next question is, Kristen, why did you take... Oh,
James.
Like, Kristen, why did you and Stassi take James aside and start all that shit? And she's like, because he's easy to manipulate. And he's like, I'm here. I can hear you. Be quiet. She's like, yeah, what I said was, he's easy to manipulate.
And is this where he goes, I'm speaking. How dare you?
So that was a bitchy move. Like you always do one of your bitch moves.
It was just like another two check shots off
of bitch and a shaker of a milk bitch. All right, James.
I like how he also has this like overly melodramatic, you know, response. With, you sucked me in, girl. You sucked me in. Shush. You just met at like a now defunct restaurant. Okay, that's all. You just all they had to do was say, "Hey, cocktail on me." And he's like, "I'm there, girl. What do you need to know?"
Yeah, they were like, Lala's being mean to you. He's like, yeah, they said Lola talked crap about me, girl, and she didn't. And then they show a clip of it, and Stassi goes, wait, hold up. Like, we really did hear that, okay?
Yeah.
You sucked me in, girl. You sucked me in. Kristen's like, no, I didn't. Ooh.
Just another check off the bitchy things you do in life, girl. Pumped in. So then they're asking her about, now they're asking Lala about the NDAs. Lala, why do you do NDAs? What do you do them? And Lala has truly the worst response. She's like, well, you know, like sometimes I get high and get into a bathtub and like I don't want people talking about that. So I make them sign an NDA.
Yeah, like literally one time this girl was like wasted, like obliterated and I was naked in the bathtub and she snapped it. So I have people sign NDAs now.
My freshman year roommate in college, he started hooking up with a local and, you know, he was 19 and she was like 17 and a half, and like before the first time they had sex he wrote up a little contract saying that like she wouldn't sue him for statutory rape.
Well, that's actually what you have to do now.
Well, she was a little turned off. She was a little turned off and I don't think it was ever consummated, but that's what it reminded me of.
NDA. And then Brittany, what does the NBA have to do with anything? The National Bunny Association? They hiding eggs too difficultly for ye?
Those bunnies are tricky. She literally said, she's like, if you're talking about it right now, what does the NDA do? Or NBA? I don't know what the hell it is.
God, fucking
got a dollar, got a dream, you know? That's the lotto. I don't know what you're talking about, Brittany.
You got time to lean. You got time to dream.
It's like, no, Brittany. It's clean. You got time to clean.
Oh.
I love this game. No, that's not NDA. That's NBA.
Stupid Brittany. And Andy's like, well, the NDA means, like, he explains it to her. And he's like, but it's odd to give people NDAs. I'm like, as if you're not giving NDAs to every teenager you're fucking right now, Andy, please.
Well,
and
I like.
Lala's like, no, it's not.
Yeah. It's farther. That's the farthest from the truth. It's like so normal. NDAs. Like, it should be an app. Like, you just press it and then just boom, you get an NDA. And I just like Lisa Vanderpump leaning and going, it's not like you're Kate Blanchett or something.
I love that her idea of like someone chased by paparazzi is Kate Blanchett. Like, when was the last crazy Kate Blanchett news you read in TMZ?
I know. Well, you know what, though? Lisa Vanderpump knows how to pander to her base. Because, you know, all us guys are like, ooh, a Kate Blanchett reference.
It's
on Vanderpump
not
Rule.
Like you're Judi Dench, Pete. You know, people around the country just masturbating to your every move, Harry Bones.
So Andy's like, but I guess what Lisa Vanderpump's trying to ask is, why do you even let people around you while you're in the bathtub wasted? Because maybe she learned from Whitney, Andy. Okay, it's called learning from history. You're the one with the history show.
Yeah. I mean, basically everyone's like, Lala, why don't you hang out with better people? Although the irony is very fresh and with this group of people here. Like, hey, why don't you hang out with better people when you have like Jax, who slept with his best friend's girlfriend twice in the next room.
The people who are biting at the bit or chomping at the bit to get you to out your married boyfriend.
Yeah. God, why don't you hang out with better people? Why are you hanging out with us?
Tom's like,
you know, if anyone had to be an NDA, I'd tell him to shove it up his ass.
I'm like, and then you'd probably eat it. Be like, oh, is what that about steak?
But what about if Kate Blanchett gave you an NDA?
Well, I did really like Elizabeth and the sequel.
I love the idea of Tom watching that and just crying on the couch. So you know he would.
You know he would cry like hell with Blue Jasmine.
Like, her life is so tragic, man. Like, she doesn't even know. Like, she has no idea, man. Stop making fun of me, Ariana. It's the chick who started the band Queen. They were, like, great, all right? Ariana, like, this chick, she dated Howard Hughes, man.
So Ariana starts this. Stassi's like, look, I'm not saying you try. Because the question was, remember when Stassi was trying to start a fight with Ariana at the bridal shower about signing that NDA to go hang out with Lala? And Stassi's like, I'm not saying that you did sign the NDA. And Ariana's like, yes, you did. You said I was lying. And she's like, no, I was saying you could be lying. I mean, what I heard, like, you know, on the streets, which is
word on the street. Word on the street is, I'm word on the street.
Yeah, and Lala's like, would you sick of saying everything that's coming out of your mouth is something you heard? You're like ruining my life with things that you heard. And then they all start yelling at each other. And Katie's like, whatever, but like saying you like really work for your flat stomach, that's a dick move. It's like, Katie, let's move on. Okay.
It's a convenient narrative. I just learned that phrase. It's an inconvenient truth, too.
Sign a NDM, a no dick move. Okay, how about that?
So then it's, is this goodbye, Lala? Is this goodbye? And Lala's like, well, I just want to say I have a lot of weird feelings because like my defenses were up and like I didn't realize how much I needed my mama. And like, I don't know, like I just was like, defenses were up and like I apologize to the group. I slammed everyone. I apologize.
Like, yeah, I'm really sorry, everybody. And then Krista goes, thank you.
And then,
what do you have to do with anything? She never did anything to you, you asshole. You've been chasing her around for 2 years, Kristen.
And then Tom Schwartz goes, I just think that like maybe you oversold yourself. Like you came in all tough and like, I don't know. Like I wish the girl that like came in was this girl right here because this Lala seems pretty awesome. I'm like, I guarantee there were some pretty angry texts from Katie that night.
Yeah. Part three is just Katie ripping Tom number two a new one.
Why can't you be supportive of me? Like, I mean, first, like, you gave me a sugar drink, and then, like, Lala said that, and then you say that Lala's awesome? I'm like, I can't.
And then the next part is Tom and Ariana's fight about the cocktail book.
Yep. Which honestly, when they played it back in as a flashback, it really made me crack up. I mean, I thought it was sort of petty and silly when it first aired, but seeing it in flashback form was hilarious. Seeing Tom's responses to Ariana calling him a bitch for like being so upset about this cocktail book, and his eyes are like,
Ariana, she's like, don't roll your eyes, you fucking bitch. It's like, whoa. And what she said is true. She's like, it irritated me because I worked so hard on this book. I went out and I found representation. I'm putting this book together. And then suddenly he's like walking right into it.
He's like, yeah, but I give you ideas. Remember how I was like, shake it longer. Shake it longer.
She's like, yeah, you are pretty good. So there you go. Congrats, you two. So yeah. Then the question is, why won't Ariana marry Tom? And she's like, look, I don't see a point. And every time someone asks me, I get more frustrated because it's my life and I do what I want to do. Okay? I'm like, yes, girl. I love Ariana's just unfiltered anger at everything all the time. It makes me feel good inside.
The answer is yes, Ariana is probably mad at you. If we're going to call back our new favorite segment.
Yeah, a song that always works. Tom's probably walking around like that all day.
Yeah.
And Andy's like, well, did you ever want to marry Kristen? And he's like, no. Sorry, Kristen. And she's like, yeah, well, you know, like, we thought about it.
No. No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did. Like, you know, like in the beginning.
No, we didn't.
Yep. Pretty much thought about it every day.
Nope. Gross. Want to kill myself.
She's like, I really thought about it a lot when I was fucking Jax.
I was like, wow, like Jax has more sex appeal, but his dick tastes funny. I wonder what Tom's doing right now. So yeah, we almost got married.
So then it's like Brittany, then he's like, well, Brittany, you're the opposite. And she's like, yeah, I already know what I want my wedding to be like. I want to be in that castle in Versailles. And if we can't get that, I know a good bouncy castle we can get in, you know, I forget the name of the town. It's someplace outside of Versailles. And then the other thing is I want a kid. I want like two kids and I want a goat and I want like some carrots and like a cat. And I want an owl that will come by and talk to me at night. And then maybe like a mailbox, but like a nice mailbox, one that won't get knocked over by the kids. That's what I want for my life.
I mean, it's tradition. I just hope I get knocked up first.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't understand why this girl who knows exactly what her wedding will be like, and it, like she wants the storybook family house, farm, the whole thing. Why she goes after someone like Jax, the most like cheatery, like, least reliable guy you could ever expect out of a husband.
Well, sometimes I think it's like the same reason that, well, no, I shouldn't say that. That wasn't going to make sense. I was going to say why Camille went after Frasier, you know, but he had like $100 million. But yeah. I was going to say, like, sometimes it's easy when you just like find a drunk in a bar and you're like, well, they'll do whatever I want. You know, I'm going to get on this show. Then I'll get a spinoff. Then my mom's rent will be paid. She'll be able to buy 20 pounds of plastic hair. I mean, I don't know. Maybe there were some little gold things there, but I can't see that in Brittany. You know, I just assumed she was going to be like that, but she doesn't seem to be like that. She's just like the same old farm girl. She's like, well, ever since I was a little girl, I've been a huge proponent of marriage between a man and a woman. Oh, geez, here we go. And then Jax is like, yeah, we're going to have a wedding at Denny's.
Yeah.
And
you probably meant it. Lean over my hammy.
So then Stassi, the question turns to Stassi's marriage because Andy's just cold. And so it turns that. And she's like, well, like years ago when Katie and I were Pinteresting AF for hours AF, I would answer diff AF. But like I come from a family where people get married and they get divorced as a sport. Like my dad's about to get married the fourth time. And Tom, because his mouth doesn't taste enough like foot, is like, well, that's normal, you know? Like, if you don't doubt marriage, you're not a normal person. Like, I'm still doubting it. I'm like, one.
Do you remember last episode of this reunion, Tom, when you guys all got mad at Lala for saying that you guys were going to break up? Do you not remember that?
So then Kristen's comedy show... when did Jax realize it was his dick?
Yeah,
it took him 15 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, I have nothing to add on to that.
I mean, look, I would have thought he's not reading with his hands. Enough. You know, it wasn't in Braille. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah. So this segues into the roast that the Jax roast and Brittany's mom Sherry and Jax is again saying that like. You know, I'm just kind of surprised that the first thing that Sherry went to was, you know, that like the gay stuff instead of the cheating stuff. You would think the cheating stuff would be more of a red flag, but apparently the gay stuff was.
Yeah. I like that Andy gave Vanderpump a question to do her favorite thing, which is call Christian an asshole. He's like, yeah. So what did you think of that sketch or whatever, Vanderpump? And she's like, that was tacky even by Christian standards. Very yeah. tacky. Low, awful, mean, awful, terrible, disgusting. Do you need me to keep going, darling? Do you have enough to put together there? It's like, okay, you can stop now.
Yeah.
So now Brittany goes on this big defense of her mom. You know, she's like, I didn't want to leave my mom alone at home. I miss my mom more than the pigs. And so she starts going on about how my mom is such a good girl and she's the best person in the world and you just don't understand. I'm like, your mom's a dick, okay? And then when I see her on this spinoff show, which they show in a little while, with her white lipstick and 20 pounds of plastic hair, I'm like, you know what? You're not going to sell me your mom, Brittany, okay? You're a very sweet girl. So I give your mom credit for that. But otherwise, that woman can suck a dick. Like your boyfriend probably has.
I mean, Andy has a point too, which was that, like, you know, if your daughter is about to be in this long-term relationship with a guy and then you're hearing that he, like, might be gay and, like, it's not a question of, like, oh, gayness is bad, but, like, if you're supposed to be marrying my daughter and then, but you might be sneaking out to be hooking up with guys, that could be a problem. But the problem is that this woman should have watched this show already and seen that, like, Jax's gayness really is not that much gayness. It's more like wholeness, right? Just a whole. He just needs a whole.
Yeah, just as a Jax. Like,
yeah.
Jax is just as a Jax. You shouldn't let your kid marry Jax.
Yeah.
But yeah, of course, like, it gets defensive when it's like, the man! It's like, you're wearing stolen sunglasses right now that he gave you, so...
yeah.
But anyway, beyond that, it's the first time that Andy hasn't really dragged somebody for that, which I was impressed, because normally every little thing is like, well, the gay community doesn't appreciate that. And usually I think he's being an ass, but this time he didn't. And I was like, no, drag her. But he didn't. And then Jax is like, it's just a joke. Like, I don't get, like, why everybody else can kiss, but, like, when I do it, like, it's just, I'm just kidding. I was like, you just made a joke in the first episode of this reunion about how you'll be the Q in the LGBTQ. Like,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
And also, so then we got they kiss is a joke. You were fucking a dude in Miami and living with him to pay your bills. That's kind of different.
Yeah, just a tad different. But then we see a trailer of this new Vanderpump Rules. Brittany and Jax go to the farm, whatever it's called. I don't know. I mean, we'll probably wind up watching it just because of it's our podcast and the Vanderpump Rules franchise is that's a big deal for us. But, you know, I don't love these reality shows where they take, you know, city slickers and put them in the country and look at them all helpless and flailing. And, oh, no, they've got to, like, stick their hand up a cow's butt. Oh, no, they've got to, like, milk a cow. Oh, no, there's poop on the ground. Oh, no, they're getting dirty. Oh, they're hunting now. Now they're fishing. Because it's just, like,
well, it also feels when it's Jax. Fake. I mean, because isn't Jax from, like, Tampa? It's not like
he's from
Jax.
Michigan.
Okay. Originally, well, it's not like Jax is from Florida. Some, like, huge metropolitan, you know. He's not, like, from the Upper East Side, you know what I mean? And this show, like, yes, there's cows around. I love the part where they show Brittany combing a cow. She's just, like, having a normal conversation with her cousin, combing the cow. But it's basically Jax saying the same backwood shit he's been saying, but he's in overalls now and doesn't have to pretend to take baths, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, well, if you want that, you better get a job, woman. I'm like, who's supposed to be the backwoods here, one? Seems like him.
I just don't like it because I don't feel like it's authentic to anything that's going on. Maybe authentic to Brittany, but whatever. Like, this is a show we tune in because these are people who are in Los Angeles and they have dreams that are quickly fading and they're all just doing the worst things to each other. And for us to have to sit here and believe, like, oh, this Jax and Brittany off in Kentucky doing the farming thing. It's not real. Like, it's not. And I'm not saying that Vanderpump Rules is any more real, but at least within the rules of that universe, it's real. And I don't know. We've just seen it before too.
I love some Hicks and I love the simple life and I love being from where I'm from. So maybe I just kind of like it for that. But this is the basic preview that we saw. Jackson overalls, fat people, quads, bulls, bug spray, Brittany combing a cow, toothless Meemaw yelling at people, mom with new giant plastic hair, a church, people in speaking tongues, and Jack saying, someone needs to stop this guy, which is hilarious. And then the mom saying, I didn't want the last day to be like this. And I was like, whoa, that's just how her last day in LA was. Oh, it all comes full circle. So you see, they do kind of keep with their theme.
That's true. That's true. So after the preview, Stassi's little brother Nikolai joins the group. He's 12 years old, and he has lots of sage wisdom for everyone. He was basically sad that Stassi and Patrick broke up. I guess he thought they were going to go all the way, and I guess it seemed like he blamed Stassi for pretty much all the breakups, right?
Yeah, he's like, well, I mean, I thought it was good, and not to be mean to Stassi, but just FYI, like, she only made Patrick only think about her. And, like, Stassi, you can't get everything you want in life, and this is why you broke up with three boyfriends.
And Tom's just sitting over there jealously, like, whoa, look who's got a new therapist. The cast of VPR. Thanks a lot, Dickolai.
And then Andy's like, so, Nikolai, tell us a crazy story about Stassi. And he's like, well, one time I saw her boobies. And it's like, oh, no. I don't, this is awkward now.
But I like the Stassi's like, which pair of tits was that? The old pair or the new pair? And he's like,
which
I think
model
it was the
was
old.
It?
So, but he wasn't scared of the boobs. He goes, when you turned around and saw me, you made the strangest face in the world. It was cringeworthy.
Like, who does that? Seriously.
So he gives advice to everybody. My personal favorites were, well, Tom, you shouldn't call girls the B word. And he's like, yeah, I'm working on that, little man. He's like, well, work harder.
Yeah.
Katie, lower it down on the drinking so you don't fight, and maybe you can have some more friends.
And she, like, laughs it off, but you know that what she really wanted to do was be like, oh, that's a convenient narrative, Nikolai. That's a real convenient narrative. Katie's drunk. What have you done, Nikolai?
What a convenient narrative. That's my favorite thing that she's learned, because she's said it, like, three times already.
I know. Such a convenient narrative. he tells Jax that he's basically going to be drunk and wanting sex for the rest of his life. And then I loved how he tells Sheena, he goes, Sheena, you know what? There's no picking of sides. And she's like, that's what I've been trying to say. Like, she's actually bonding with him at this moment. Like, he's really her therapist.
It's like, so, I don't want to pick sides. And then everybody picks sides. And I'm like, I don't want to drink claws. And it's like, yeah, everybody, listen to her.
Sheena, can you show us on the sugar drink where they hurt you?
I am looking through our Facebook really quick because someone posted these tweets of Katie's that were hysterical, and I'm just thinking of it right now with Katie.
Isn't that a convenient narrative?
These are so good. I have to find them, but I don't want to take time searching, so talk about something.
Well, while you search that, there was then talk about Katie's wedding leading up to it. So first it was the bridal shower, and there was just some back and forth about Sheena, like Katie, Kristen, like spearheading the whole bridal shower cost. And she was like, I just wanted to know what my money was going towards. And, you know, like, I just, you know, it's like you said, I wasn't going to be allowed, and I didn't want it.
I had a private meeting in Montauk. They were talking about a yacht, and, like, I decide how to spend my money.
I'm like, really? Because $7,000 was spent on God knows what went up Shay's nose.
Well, then what? And then Kristen was like, well, that's why you paid a lower rate. And she's like, no, I paid the whole thing. And then Kristen was like, no, you didn't. And then she's like, yeah, I did. And then Kristen was like, yeah, you did.
Okay, so before we get to this Katie tweet, because I did find it, I would like to talk about something that's extremely important that everybody after this reunion will need, and that is a nap, okay? You guys, sometimes you just need to take a goddamn nap. You're getting lazy, you're eating things on your couch, and you're falling asleep in your own crumbs. Why would you do that? Because your bed sucks, okay? Casper is a sleep brand that created one perfect mattress sold directly to consumers. and they're eliminating commission-driven inflated prices. Its award-winning sleep surface was developed in-house, has a sleek design, and is delivered in a small, how-did-they-do-that sized box. In addition to the mattress, Casper also offers an adaptive pillow and soft, breathable sheets.
Wow, that's a real convenient narrative, Ronnie. So convenient, I don't even know where on the copy you are. Here's what I know. Here's all I can, this is what I can tell you. Okay, this is a convenient narrative. Buying a Casper mattress is completely risk-free, unlike a sugar drink, okay? Casper offers free delivery and free returns with a 100-night home trial. If you don't love it, like Shay, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. Casper understands the importance of truly sleeping on a mattress before you commit, especially considering you're going to spend a third of your life on it. Like, literally, a third of your life.
Yeah, so if you want to keep your friends, you should probably know that Casper is an obsessively engineered mattress at a shockingly fair price. It has supportive memory foam to create an award-winning sleep surface with just the right sink and just the right bounce, unlike my sister's first pair of boobs.
Bubba, Time Magazine named it one of the best inventions of 2015, Bubba. And there's free shipping and returns to U.S. and Canada. I'm sorry, Bubba, it's pretty awesome.
Whether I sleep with a married man or not, on my Casper is none of your business. But I can tell you right now, Mama bought it for me. Because I could try Casper for 100 nights risk-free in my own home. And if you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything.
Girl, you could get $50 towards any mattress purchase by visiting casper.com/crappins and using crappins. Terms and conditions apply. Girl.
Yes, just go towards casper.com/crappins and use the code crappins for $50 towards any mattress purchase.
Girl.
Okay, thank you, Casper Mattress, and those like are legit good mattresses. Okay,
yeah, I
sleep on one.
I sleep on one, and that is a convenient narrative because literally, I sleep on a Casper, and literally, it is comfortable AF.
Yeah.
So you can put that on your testimonials page, Casper.
Yeah.
Comfortable AF.
Since Ben got his Casper mattress, Ben has not had one day on this show, and we've done a lot of shows since then. He has not had one day where he's come on here and been like, you know what? I did not sleep well. Not one.
literally, it was almost as good as a clam bake.
Also, he got a really good boyfriend after. I'm not saying you will, but I'm just saying try it. Okay, so back to these tweets.
My boyfriend predates the Casper.
Ben, stop ruining this. We're selling here, okay?
Yeah. No, but I kept my boyfriend.
That's true. So I have to read these Katie tweets because they're hilarious. And thank you for posting these, you guys. I'm getting Julie. Oh, Jut's posted this. Thanks, babe. Okay, so one of the ladies, Shannon, some lady on Twitter is like, I know, right? Which one do you read first? The bottom? Okay, you read the bottom first. So Katie's like, cute? I'm not as dim-witted and uncouth as you perceive me to be. Hashtag don't yes. judge a book. And then someone's like, oh, how cute. Someone found a thesaurus. Oh, so I'm reading these backwards. And Katie goes, for as prudent as you accuse, I find your insult innocuous and pedestrian. New material, please.
Well, that's a convenient narrative.
So good.
Oh, sweet, sweet Katie.
That was worth the search.
Speaking of which, they're talking about Andy is talking about the Pandy's bridal whatever luncheon, and how there was an issue with Sheena and Kristen, and then somehow Katie got involved, which was basically comes back to this bridal shower thing, the payment. And there was that whole hubbub where Katie basically tells Sheena, well, you know, some people think you're kind of fake. And then Sheena just like loses her shit and starts like crying. And so in the reunion,
Katie, I'm sorry, fuck this, God!
And then she runs away.
Just turns up. So Sheena again at the reunion is like, well, you know, sometimes when Katie is, I don't really have a problem with Katie, but just like the only thing is that like sometimes when she's drinking, like it can be a problem. And that's when Katie's like, Sheena, that's like a real convenient narrative, okay? It's like, oh god.
And she's like, I'm sorry, but, like, when you drink, you're meaner than when you are sober. Everyone has said it, okay? And Katie's like, that is really foul, and you should know me better than that. And she goes, look, there's a difference between having a drinking problem and being an alcoholic. I'm like, Sheena, you just learned what an alcoholic was literally, like, 2 weeks ago.
I think I have one of each of the prime cocktails, and I think an alcoholic would have three of each of the prime cocktails and a sugar drink.
So then we get a montage of Katie just being awful, like Tequila,
yes,
Katie.
They love pulling that one out. They just have that on the shelf ready to go any moment.
And then it comes back and Sheena goes, I never called you an alcoholic.
And then Tom Schwartz goes, that's fair. I was like, oh my God, he is going to get it tonight.
And that segment ends with, I don't have a problem. Which is what every alcoholic says yeah, as they're being locked into the rehab center, you know? But also, Katie,
she reaches for the iceberg.
This whole thing starts because Andy's like, well, Sheena was on a peace mission between Ariana and Stassi, and then Katie got mad at Sheena. And Katie goes,
"That's what
I don't even understand how it became about us."
That's what it was. Sorry, I messed that up.
Then it cuts to her being like, Sheena's horrible.
So then, speaking of Ariana, there's a big Ariana-Stassi fight as we head into the end of the episode.
Stassi, and you used to be the girl that everybody wanted to be friends with, and now how do you feel when Ariana says she doesn't give a fuck about you?
Yeah. And Ariana basically accused Stassi of manipulating, being manipulative, and she, as an example, she references that lunch that where she and Kristen invited James so that James could spill the beans about Lala. And so Ariana's saying that this is a reason why Stassi is manipulative, and then Kristen just yells, I manipulated James, I did. Seriously, credit where credit's due. Seriously, inconvenient narrative.
Hashtag inconvenient narrative. Buy the t-shirt right now someplace.
Inconvenient untruth.
And James goes, that's a cherry on top of the sundae that you created. I'm like, wow, you still got that ice cream obsession, huh?
Shit is like flat stomach.
Crab ice cream, pass! Yeah, he's like an alcoholic again, but he's still eating ice cream. This is what happened to John Travolta, dude, okay? You can't have both. You can't have it both ways, James.
Yeah. So Ariana was really pissed because she felt like she and Stassi were making progress, but then when they had that moment at the wedding and Stassi said, I cracked her. I finally cracked her. Ariana's like, you're so, like, you're manipulating. Like, you're just so manipulating. Stassi's like, it was a joke. It wasn't even a mean thing. It was just like, I was like, there's a wallop and I finally got through.
And Ariana's like, yelling. She's going, boom, there it is. Boom. You were mean.
And Tom Sandoval was like, that was so fucking mean.
I mean, look, Stassi has had her evil moments, and I especially loved when Tom too was like, well, you know, that was 2012 Stassi. And Ariana's like, there is no 2012 Stassi and 2017 Stassi. They're the same. You know, Stassi's had her moments, but I really, like, she was just kidding. That was just a joke. I mean, of all the things you can get mad at Stassi about, that is not one, but Tom and Ariana. And Ariana's like, well, maybe I just don't want to be friends with people who joke with me that way. And I was like, ugh, well, that's such, we'll never be friends.
She takes sketch comedy very seriously.
Yeah. And then she's like, I just thought it was another way for you to be the victim. And she's like, I'm never the victim. I'm the bully. Like, which is it? Get it straight. And then right
like,
after
oh,
she says
Stassi.
That, yeah, and then right after she says that, she's like, "I thought I'm the bully. I mean, no matter what, you guys will never like me or trust me. That's on you, AF." I'm like, oh, okay, well, there you go, being the victim again.
Only Stassi could be a victim about being a bully. Like, I'm supposed to be the bully. I can't believe you all don't think I'm the bully.
Only Stassi can be a victim while bullying people about being a bully. That's been victimized.
This is meta AF.
And that brings us to the end of another Vanderpoop Drools. So we have one more reunion next week, and then we get to wait for Brittany Combs Her Cow, which is going to be my favorite spinoff of the summer.
That's why there's a BCC field on an email, because it's to remind you that Britney's got a coma calcium. BCC.
Dex is like, that's totally what I use on my grinder for big black cocks. She's like, Dex!
Summer House kids are like, yeah, BBCs. So anyway, yeah, we have one more episode of this Vanderpump Rules Reunion Madness. Next week, Shay comes on, presumably to tell his side of the story. The producers conned him into thinking he'd be telling his side of the story. Instead, they're going to just make him look like a jackass, which will be hilarious.
We've got some Coke and some White Castle under a seat. Will you come or not?
We have 1.5 waffle fries left for you, if you'd like one.
The best part in that preview is him being... Andy's like, well, do you even know Sheena's new boyfriend? He goes, no. And Sheena goes, yeah, you do. You follow him on Instagram. And he's like, that's the dude. So, I mean, that's so mean to laugh at that, I know. But that shit is hilarious. He doesn't know. He's like, I feel so betrayed by all my double tip likes.
I love how Sheena uses social media as her smoking gun at all times. Of course, I didn't have plastic surgery. I literally Snapchat my face every single day.
She's like the good wife, but like for social media stuff.
That was impossible. Sheena. You retweeted me at 1:29 a.m.
You know, now that I think about it, now I understand why Sheena is like always puts her face in a piece of toast on Snapchat every single day. It's because she's changing it underneath the toast.
She's always one of those filters.
Yeah, there's always got. She always has that doggy nose on because the real nose is healing.
Oh, God. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for being with us. We will see you tomorrow for some Real Housewives.
Real Housewives.
Beverly Hills.
Woo!
Bye, everybody. Everyone.